independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I do want to care. I want to care. I'm trying to care. I'm putting forth an effort to care. I'm like going at it, like caring about this whole Comey. I can't fake it. I can't. I'm sure the day of, and let me tell you something, guys, I care for you. All right? You listen to the Chad Show here, the Chad Benson Show. You sacrifice enough, right? We try to infotain you. We keep it stupid simple and simple stupid. We have a lot of fun. I will sacrifice and watch this Comey thing, you know? And by that, I mean Anthony. Watch it with me. I'm going to try. But I you know, the people in the Beltway, they're very excited. This is it. They're Super Bowl, right? The old adage is, you know, politics is sports for people who can't play politics. This right here, I mean, sports, this is their Super Bowl. This gets no bigger. Like, this is amazing. Not since Clinton and his impeachment has there been something so spectacular as this. All four major networks will be carrying it. Fox, NBC, CBS, and ABC carrying it. MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, C-SPAN, all carrying it. Univision, potentially. Everybody in the world is going to be carrying this thing. I mean, that's amazing. You're cutting into massive revenues to watch this thing. And yet at the same time, I have yet to find anybody in my walks of life that I wander through on a day-to-day basis that I see a lot of people who know what I do for a living. They talk to me about stuff. They'll ask me about Russia. And not one of them seems to care. Each and every single person in these news organizations have sold it all. They have gone all in the hopes that on Thursday, some massive revelation will come out. Some huge revelation will come out. Something so huge and massive that it's going to change everything. And I'm here to tell you, I think this is really one of those times that's similar to what happened a couple years ago when we thought, ooh, it's going to be Pacquiao and Mayweather, it's going to be the greatest fight of the century. This is it. And we got 12 rounds of crap. That's what we got. We got 12 rounds of crap. Pacquiao throwing big blows and not hitting anybody. And Mayweather dancing around, slapping him a couple times, gets a decision. And we go, that was worth $100? That wasn't. I don't see it. I'm trying to care, right? Like, I'm trying, like, putting the effort out there. Like, you got to care. No. I just don't know why. The people of America want something else. They want stuff done. Don't bring me problems. Bring me solutions. That's what the president said. I'm going to do you. Hey, America, there are problems out there. Some people don't like who I am, but I'm going to do all I can to bring you solutions. And all we have got is 24/7 nonsense and TMZ BS. President did speak today and they asked him about Comey and this is what he had to say. It's quick.
I wish him luck.
Right? You do what you need to do. I wish you luck. Now, it's being reported by Bloomberg and several other news agencies that there are going to be things inside the testimony that will make the White House a bit uncomfortable, but nothing that will be damaging enough to get what the media so dreams of, which is the opportunity of some sort of impeachment or to take this president down. I could have told you that yesterday. Why? Because the president decided not to use his executive privilege to have him and stop him from testifying. If he really thought there was something that was going to destroy him. I think Comey, I think a lot of what Trump said about him being a grandstander, I think there's something to that. I do. I really, 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 really think there's something to that, and we're going to have to find out. We're going to have to find out. This is the Spicy, who emerged today again from witness protection.
I think I've answered that question.
Did you? Spicy, how tall are you?
I think I've answered that question.
Who's your favorite football team?
I think I've answered that question.
Is Phil and Chad the greatest people of all time?
I think I've answered that question.
Well, he's not being very talkative, is he? Just something about it. There's a buzz. Like, what's going to happen? Who cares? How does it affect your life? Does knowing something takes place that day change your life one bit? You like politics? I like politics. It's a spectator sport for a lot of people, but not as much as they'd like to think it is. So will the sound bites be interesting? Yeah. Will people twist the narrative for the sound bites? They'll cut a certain part of a sound bite off to fit the narrative they want to fit throughout the day? Absolutely. Will some people play the whole thing? Possibly. But it's going to be long. It's going to be drawn out. I don't know how many hours it is. It's going to be 5-6 hours. I don't know how long he's going to be there. You know? They're going to ask some questions that I'm sure are going to make him uncomfortable. And I think you're going to get a lot of this. Right now, there's an investigation going on. I don't think it's proper that I answer at this time. Right now, there's an investigation going on. I don't think it's proper that I talk about it at this time. Right now, there's an investigation going on. So I'm not going to talk about that situation at this time. I think you get a lot of that. But the excitement. I mean, they've even, like, CNN's got, like, it's 42 hours, 12 minutes, and 16 seconds. Like, what? Like, it's the landing of, you know, of the Apollo on the moon. Like, they're counting it down to the fraction of a second of when this guy's going to walk out, take a drink, and then, boom, first answer. Bing, 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 bing. You know what would be great, though, producer Phil, I was thinking this, is if they were smart, they would get Michael Buffer to do the announcements.
That would be fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the hundreds in attendance and the millions watching worldwide, let's get ready to bumble. I'm probably going to get sued for that. But I said bumble, not rumble. Don't sue me, Michael. He likes to do that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. One of the other things Spicy talked about today, it's something I touched on a bit yesterday, which was the Twitter. Twitter hurt him yesterday. It has helped him tremendously, tremendously, but it has also hurt him. And it's tremendous that it got him the job, but while he's in the job, he's not helping him. And people were asking if Twitter serves him well. Spicy said,
the same people who are critiquing his use of it now critiqued it during the election, and it turned out pretty well for him then. The president is the most effective messenger on his agenda.
Yeah, I think that's very true, except for when he does stupid stuff, i.e. yesterday talking about the travel ban. Call it what you want. It's a travel ban. That's what I think it is. It's you don't help yourself when you got your own Department of Justice, when you got your own people working on it saying, don't do this, and you go and you do that. That is not a good thing to do. Does it help him? Yes. You're able to circumvent the traditional powers that be because you know, especially you, know that they're not going to be in your corner even to deliver a message that may be bipartisan or have no true agenda, that they're not going to get that out. Not the way that you want. So you've got this opportunity. But yesterday, you screwed up. And it's fair to say. I've said it's not a travel ban. A ban is for life. He's not being banned for life. It is a pause. That's it. But you go out there and you say that, you have hurt yourself, and that's not a good thing.
He now has a collective total of close to 110 million people across different platforms. Gives him an opportunity to speak straight to the American people, which has proved to be a very, very effective tool.
It is an effective tool. But remember, like a sword, it cuts both ways. And yesterday was one of those things where I believe it hurt him more. And you've seen that his words have been used against him. Now, do I think it's going to be the only thing? No, I still think the Supreme Court's going to look, and I think they're going to go, you know, he has the right, says so in the Constitution. But words matter, and when you put something out there like that, and this is the other thing. When you go against, this is what people get frustrated. Somebody like me, when you say something, remember this whole thing with Obama and you know, you got Susan Rice on Sunday and you got Hillary and everybody seems to say three different things. We're all, ah, ha, 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 you're all full of crap, right? Do you remember that on that Sunday after the whole Benghazi thing and throughout the entire presidency? But it only happened a few times where this president, every time there seems to be something coming out here. Then he's saying something, then she's saying something, and none of it seems to add up, and it's not a game of telephone, and it's not that hard to get on the same message. But yesterday hurt him. You may have 110 million people that are following you, although we were trying to figure out where those are, right? But we think collectively with POTUS, the White House, Donald at Real Donald Trump, some Facebook stuff, right around maybe that. I'm sure some of them are double followers. Not all of them are real. But as I was looking around, I was like, well, you know, it is what it is. Use it wisely, though. Use it wisely. Yesterday, it hurt you. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Sources are saying the Russians planted false stories behind the Middle East issues that are going on. The probe continues. Big probe. Oh, God, it's a massive probe. Indeed. We got your urban word of the day. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
So what they're saying now is this whole Qatar crisis. Yesterday we talked about Qatar and these nations stepping away from Qatar based on the fact that they're saying, hey, you guys are involved in a lot of terrorism, support of terrorism. What they're saying now is that the story that may have started this whole thing may have been a plant and fake news that was put out there, done by the Russians. It's being reported right now that U.S. investigators believe Russia hackers breached Qatar's state news agency and planted fake news report that contributed to a crisis among the U.S., our closest Gulf allies. And let's be, if you don't understand something, Qatar, this nation, right, they're having some issues with oil. It's another one of those very hardline Islamic nations, and you know they've seemed to be kind to Iran and maybe sympathetic to terrorist organizations, which may be very true. On top of that, there is some of that, just like Saudi Arabia is, and Egypt, and especially the Muslim Brotherhood is what they're pointing out, and a few of these things with Qatar. So some of these nations stepped away. They've cut off all diplomatic, told their people to get out of there, no longer flying to and fro. It's really a situation where it's gotten ugly kind of fast. We walk a fine line. We want to support our allies, them being one, because we have a lot of people there. We have bases there, big ones. And so it's one of those things where we watch what we do. And even today, Trump tweeted out something about that. It's frustrating at times. It really is. It's a frustrating situation where you don't know. And this is one of those things where you watch what you do and say, right? You watch what you do and say. And you react to something where you're not quite sure, but how do you know? It is so good anymore. How do you know? How do you know? And so subtle. The leaking and hacking that's being done is so subtle that how do you know what's fake and what's not? You don't sometimes. So you think this is real only to find out it's not real. And even if you do the due diligence, I mean, Comey readily admitted there were things that were inside a lot of these leaks that most of the people inside the organization itself couldn't decipher, differentiate between whether or not they were real or not, looked real, acted upon it as real, and he acted upon it as such to go out there and to address the media because he felt he had to protect the FBI and the badge and the whole nine yards, the reputation. Just interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends of all ages, as we do each and every day at this time, we'd like to welcome you to the hipper part of the program. We call this the urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Your urban word of the day, it's pretty simplistic. If you are a person who partakes in medical marijuana and or marijuana, and you're in a place where you can go to a facility that is not your friend Todd's house down the street and purchase yourself a little of the marijuana, a little of the ganja, you would actually go in and talk to somebody who they call a bud tender. Get it? Bartender. Bud tender. This is a person at a medical marijuana dispensary or a clinic who tends to patients' medical needs. He or she works with you to help decide what may be the ideal medicine for you and what quantity and how to use it, whether you need edibles or, you know, stuff like that. A bud tender is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium is stretched. And when I talk about, like, today, Trump tweeted out a little something about, like, maybe he was the catalyst for this whole pulling out of Qatar and, you know, clamping down. And it's another one of those things where you're too early to it. And we're in a world where it's about getting views. It's about getting likes. It's about all of those things. Information that is true is secondary. Facts are secondary. It's feelings and first. First to it and play on people's feelings. The facts can sort themselves out later. And that's sad that we've gotten to this point. But because of the way the world operates now, we're here. And how many of you want to go out and do homework about all of this crap all the time? I know I get sick and tired of it. And I know I can go to 20 different websites and get 20 different answers. And that's frustrating as hell. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. You can always email the program, chat at chatbensonshow.com. It is, what do we go with? It's not Tequila Thursday. It's Tostada Tuesday. There we go. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
United States of America versus Reality Lee Winner. An NSA contractor and part-time fitness instructor in Augusta, Georgia, now facing the possibility of serious prison time. Winner is accused of leaking this top-secret National Security Agency document, providing the most detailed account yet of Russian efforts to hack the November election.
So you've got a part-time yoga instructor, which is awesome, who also happens to have the, you know, super high clearance up there, has detailed information that is classified and is then able to take it and give it to a news-ish organization, you know, the Intercept, which, by the way, if you don't know who the Intercept is, they are now on the radar of WikiLeaks. And they are, because WikiLeaks apparently is coming for them, blaming them for, hey, how dare you snitch? How dare you rat? They look at them as rats because they found out who this girl was. Who was this girl? 25 years old, huge Bernie supporter. She obviously wasn't shy about her political beliefs, her political leanings. She went by Sarah Winner on Twitter, W-I-N-N-E-R. Yes, her first name is Reality. Producer Phil and I have laughed about this all day, I think would be accurate there, producer.
Most of the day.
And what you've got is a woman who wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, who was a huge Bernie supporter, was not a fan of this president, and decided that she was going to go the way of Snowden and Chelsea Manning, not because she thought it was the betterment for America, but because of the disdain that she has for the president of the United States. And as we know from numerous people inside the world of spies and intelligence and super sneaky stuff, and the higher echelons of our government have said, for all of the stuff that's going on with Russia, and we haven't found anything, but there could be, there, but we haven't located and found and knocked anything. We haven't done that. The thing that's most disturbing is the leaks. That's the most disturbing of all the things.
This is the first criminal case against an alleged leaker to be brought under President Trump, a president who has complained bitterly about leaks.
We're going to find the leakers. They're going to pay a big price for leaking.
Yeah, big price. Big price for leaking. Big price. It's insane, right? She, by the way, has backed Iran against us should there be a war. She has, you know, for all intents and purposes, is a huge Bernie supporter, has on numerous occasions insulted the president, and it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous that we have somebody within our midst, within our secretive world, a 25-year-old. Let me tell you something. I'm 46 years old, somewhat mature guy, you know. I have a good time, let's be real. In my early 20s, the mid-20s, I don't know if I should be handling classified information. Producer Phil, do you look back at yourself now with the maturity level that we both have, which, again, is not much more than, you know, 13-year-old boy. But you think to yourself, got 25 handling classified material like that?
Yeah, I couldn't have done it.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, she comes from a world of political activism in the sense that she's a Bernie supporter. She can't stand him. And don't think that people aren't human beings that work with inside these agencies. And while she's an independent contractor, if you will, a contractor with the government, she still is tasked with the classification of owning and having these things in her hand. They're in her hand. They're in her midst. Who vets these people? I'm just curious. I'm just curious about it all. This is her lawyer. So you got Reality Winner and Titus Nichols.
My client's being used as a scapegoat for what could be considered a political agenda.
Winner's lawyer says after 6 years in the military, the 25-year-old, who speaks Pashtun and Farsi, was hired in February by Pluribus International Corporation, a tech firm doing work for the NSA.
And she wasted no time. Could we just say that? She was hired in February, and this was out like that. She wasted little time in turning this over. That's something I think is immediately going to go against it. This isn't one of those things where you're Manning or you're Snowden or you're some of these people. You're sitting around and you're seeing all this stuff and you're collecting all of this and you're looking at what's going on. Manning was a sympathetic figure because Manning was easily manipulated. It wasn't about Manning. She, then he, was manipulated by smarter, brighter people who had a bigger agenda for themselves. There is nobody coming to this girl's rescue, nor should there be. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. This is how it was leaked.
On May 5th, a report was leaked detailing a 2016 cyber attack by Russian military intelligence on a U.S. voting software supply company and local elections officials. There's no evidence of this influencing the outcome of the presidential race, but it does come on the heels of Trump's announcement that he'll punish leakers inside the federal government with harsh penalties.
Yeah, absolutely. You should be. Look, there are stuff that's leakable that we don't care about. Most of those are personal situations within the White House, information that's TMZ worthy, if you will, to get out, that shows transparency, that shows some of their inner workings, but that's not classified. That's not part of an ongoing investigation. That's not meant to bring down something. Right? So if there's a fight between Bannon and Kushner, if there is a power play that's going on within the White House, that is something wholly different than this. This is something that is meant to harm and exposes to how poor that we vet some of these things. Look, she speaks Pashtun and Farsi. Very needed. Very needed. She fit a need probably. There's a reason she was there, because she speaks two languages. That if you're going to tell your kid, what language do you need to speak, and it's not going to be code right now, I'd say teach him some sort of, you know, again, Pashtun, Farsi, something where they're going to be able to get a job always. Always. Russian, Chinese, not French, not Spanish, things that are going to matter. But it was easily caught by the feds.
Officials say they could tell by the visible creases that it was a printout, so they checked and found only six employees had printed out that particular document, and only one of the six had been in contact with the news outlet. According to the FBI affidavit, that's Reality Winner.
Yeah, that's Reality Winner, who is now going to be Reality Loser. Cops then showed up, rolled into her house, and now they're screaming, well, she confessed, but the lawyer's like, no.
Well, the FBI showed up at her house hours after The Intercept published the documents, and officials say that she confessed, although her lawyer takes issue with that. She's being charged under the Espionage Act, so she could face up to 10 years in prison.
I think she's going to get more than that. I think they're going to go after her harder. I think she's going to be used as an example that if you're going to leak stuff and you're going to leak classified stuff and you're going to go out there and you're going to do these kind of things, that you're going to pay the ultimate price when it comes to the maximum we can give you. And if we can find out ways to charge you individually, whatever we need to do, we are going to do that. She faces up to 10. Don't be surprised if there's more. Reality will not be a winner on this day, at least not for her. 73 years ago, and for all the stuff that we go through in our country, for all the bickering, the whining, the moaning, the TMZ, the divisiveness, 73 years ago, we landed on the beaches of Normandy. And I understand that this is your grandfather, your father, your great-grandfather, your uncle, your neighbor. These men landed there. Juno, Sword, Omaha. They landed there in a fight against tyranny, in a fight against evil, in a fight against, well, really, the soul of humanity. It was. They fought there to liberate Europe from the clutches of a madman who wanted all of Europe, not just a little bit of it. He wanted it all. He went after the Russians when he said he wouldn't. He went after the British. He went after the French and the Poles, the Dutch, the Danes, the Finns, you name it. He went after them. And we're losing these men every single day at a vast rate. And it's important to remember this day, that 73 years ago, that men, and by men, I mean mostly young, late teens, early 20-somethings, embarked on a suicide mission to storm a beach to take over a war and to change the tides of history. And I think we often forget that. It's not taught. Not enough people remember what took place that day. Not enough people remember the sacrifices that these men went through, that their families went through waiting at home in what was, you know, arguably one of the greatest days of the last century. And it's sad to say that one of the greatest days in the last century, men died so we could live free. And let's remember that when we sit here at times and we bicker, we bitch, we whine, we moan, we look at each other in a very divisive way, that every once in a while it's good to remind ourselves that, you know what, we've been a lot worse places in this world, and we've come a lot further. And it's because of men like that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Hollywood's got issues. And it has nothing to do with Netflix. And there's more body shaming, but I'm here to tell you, I don't care. Chad Benson Show.
Got to get something off your mind? Text the show 24/7. We've got a special number just for you. 323-538-CHAD. That's 323-538-2423. And keep it clean.
Struggling. We know it's struggling. It's down big time. Subscription, you know, as far as like you look at what's happening to ESPN, a lot of these across the board, it's down. A lot of people are like, ah, not Netflix. I don't need that. All I need, you know, I don't need cable anymore. It's expensive. Well, guess what? They're now struggling because people are turning to their phones and replacing the TV set, basically making it the secondary screen. And it's hurting. There's $70 billion in ad revenue sitting out there. And Madison Avenue is trying to figure out, what do we do with it? What do we do? Where do we put it? They don't know what to do with it anymore. They're struggling. And now you're at the point where you're like, wait a minute. People are now using their phones. Yeah, people are using their phones. They're using their phones. If you came to me today and said, would you rather have your phone or your television? I'm going to take my phone. Producer Phil?
Going with the phone.
Absolutely. Do I like what my screen has to offer? Absolutely. It's great. But you know what? I'll take my phone over the television every day of the week. I get everything I need. And if I want to watch something, it's big enough that I could view something that's not going to kill my eyes. In perfect HD. And if I want to watch a sporting event, which is why they spend so much money on sports, billions of dollars on all of these sports, because it's the one thing nowadays, especially with social media, that people will watch live. When I was a kid growing up, the Western Conference basketball finals, when the Lakers were in it against the Houston Rockets, was delayed. It was on after the news at 11 o'clock at night. Times have changed. That's why it's vitally important. That's why. But I think if you ask most people nowadays, especially under the age of 40 or maybe even 50, would you rather have a phone or would you rather have your cable? If you can only choose one, your TV and cable stuff, people are going to chase that. Because you can take the stuff you already have on your TV, put it on your phone. That's the truth. It's going to be tough. Tough. It's just a change. It's an adapt or die world. New iPhone is going to have a no drive and text portion to it. I don't know how well this is going. We say it's simple, right? You know, we say it's simple. But starting June 5th, 2017, which was what, yesterday, they're going to start blocking as they roll out the new iPhone, it's going to start blocking your text while you're driving. So that's the new iPhone. It's going to be interesting. I want to see how this goes. The feature's called Do Not Disturb While Driving, which a lot of people already have those things. I have friends who I'll send them a text, and I don't know they're driving, and then it'll send a text right back. Sorry, driving, can't talk. And then they text me 2 seconds later. I mean, if we really wanted to finish it, we could finish it. We could make it so the minute you're going over 10 miles an hour, 12 miles an hour, some way, shape, or form, it picks up the motion and it stops you from texting. If we really wanted to. So we'll see what happens. They say whenever the phone will be connected to car using either Bluetooth or cable, or if the car is moving, the phone will withhold any notification for things like text messages and news updates. But I'm sure in some way, shape, or form, somebody, some 12-year-old in a garage will figure out a way to get around that. Hey, with all the technology, speaking of that, and we've got a lot of technology out there, we can be forgetful because we're human beings. You know it, I know it, we all know it. Come on. So you say to yourself, I've missed anniversaries, I've missed birthdays, I've missed graduations, I've missed things that should have been special and are special because I'm forgetful. While I made them up, it really wasn't the thing to do. Pro Flowers has an amazing thing called the Pro Gifter Service. It allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different address, up to a year in advance. All right? So if you forget about those things, well, guess what? You don't have to. Pro Gifter will allow you to look amazing all year. You get three bouquets with vases, free shipping, all for $99. Pro Flowers buys direct from the absolute best growers. You're getting fresh flowers, 7-day freshness guarantee. They pass a 7-point quality check before being shipped, so you know they're going to look amazing. So if you're thinking, I've been that person, guy or gal, don't be that person. Go to proflowers.com, look at the Pro Gifter banners right there on the top right-hand part of the homepage. Click on it, pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, you're done. Problem solved. All right, proflowers.com, Pro Gifter banner. Go sign up today. Once again, proflowers.com, Pro Gifter banner. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Call us always. Write it down. Put it in your phone. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. You can email us as well, chad at chadbensonshow.com. It is Tostada Tuesday. We have tostada'd you through the first round of all of the fun stuff, and we will tostada you in a crispy, special way. Straight ahead, Chad Benson.
This is the Chad Benson Show.